This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United Nations Human Rights Office said on Thursday gang violence in Haiti has killed more than 1,500 people so far this year, including many children, while dozens have been lynched, stoned, or burned alive by so-called self-defense brigades. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Kirk spoke on the tragedy in Haiti.
Corruption, impunity, and poor governance, compounded by increasing levels of gang violence, have eroded the rule of law and brought state institutions close to collapse. Tackling insecurity must be a top priority to protect the population and to prevent further human suffering.
Haiti's shattering gang wars have intensified in recent weeks, with heavily armed rivals unleashing fresh waves of attacks, including raids on police stations and the international airport. The AP's Jackie Quinn now reports on the United Nations highest court ordering Israel to clear the way for more aid to get into Gaza.
The top court of the United Nations has issued two provisional measures against Israel in the genocide case brought by South Africa. It's ordering Israeli officials to open more land crossings to allow food, water, fuel, and supplies into Gaza and to report back in a month. The European Union's also urging Israel to lift the roadblocks. Ireland's Deputy Prime Minister Micheál Martin says the food is there, it's just not getting in.
It is criminal. It's absolutely a scandal that children are malnourished, that half the population are facing famine.
Aid groups say complicated inspection procedures and continued fighting are delaying aid convoys. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Authorities say at least three prisoners were killed, six injured in an overnight revolt in the Guayaquil prison in Ecuador, from which one of the country's most feared gang leaders escaped back in January.